The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Like 100.3 FM.
You guys have a really good station.
The voice of the Grand.
Any comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ FM. Welcome, everyone. I hope you're all having an awesome day, and thank you so much again for making CKRZ a part of your day. Coming up next, we have our weekly update from Six Nations elected chief, Mark Hill. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having me again, Al. How are you?
Not bad. Staying well, thank you. I hope you are, too.
Good, thank you. So again, you know, I hope this message finds you safe and healthy at home. I want to again provide my weekly updates. And to start, I guess I'll open up with that we do now have three active cases of COVID in our community. Again, we're still reiterating the fact of the importance of social distancing and self-isolation, and that if you have any symptoms or become symptomatic, that you contact our assessment center as well as the public health office. So moving into also just updates from the council table itself, I wanted to just look to the piece of the public works notice. So service fees within the Public Works Department will resume, and the free water haulage will end as of May 31st. Again, as well as the Six Nations housing waiving of housing and mortgage loans and residential rent, that relief will expire as well as May 31st. And again, you know, we really looked to our financials and what we could support the community during the time, and we'll definitely look to see as we move forward here in the times of COVID. So just again, those notices have been out both on our website as well as our social media pages, just on those expirations, and as to how other payments will then commence. The next piece that I wanted to just touch on as an update in regards to the Tom Longboat Run, which usually happens every year. This year it's on Thursday, June 4th, and they'll be doing things a little bit differently, much like we did bread and cheese a lot differently this year. So they're going to be going in terms of doing a virtual event in the spirit of the Tom Longboat Run during COVID-19. So you have an opportunity to participate at home with your family. Again, that all Six Nations parks and recreation facilities remain closed. But again, if you would like to join in on that, you could look and find us on the Healthy Six Nay Facebook page. They'll be going live on June 4th at 9:30 a.m. And again, it's they're looking to... for community members to participate in any physical activity at your home for a minimum of 20 minutes. You know, you could also they're asking to wear your previous Tom Longboat shirts. That is, if you have one, upload a photo or video to Healthy Six Nay Facebook page by June 5th. There are prizes to be won. And again, you know, we just, in the spirit of annual events, and that we always looked forward to. The Tom Longboat Run will still be happening this year by way of a virtual event. So I just wanted to make that note as well. I'm going to move in then to the next piece of my update, which is in regards to where we've been with businesses in engagement. We've been having discussions this past week with multiple sectors of businesses throughout the community. They've been very, very engaging. And it was, again, you know, we've went from different sectors of businesses, starting, you know, with the automotive and garages through to construction, to gas stations and variety stores and tobacco retailers, etc. This morning, we just finished our Zoom with our restaurants. And then this afternoon, we are going into any other general of retailers, as well as any other business that were not specified. And again, you know, what we're doing in these engagements is basically just looking for feedback and input. One, on our health and safety draft, health and safety code of conduct, and what that looks like, as well as just discussion and conversation on the reopening of our economy and what that looks like. So we've been getting some really good feedback and having some very solution-based conversations with our businesses. We know that, again, there's been many impacts to our businesses as well in our efforts that we've put in place in response to COVID-19, the restriction of access being those as well. But again, you know, we really want to hear from our community, and that's where we're at right now, as to, because we need to be able to, again, do this strategically and methodically, exactly as to which logistical detail and how the phased approach will look like. So again, I thank all the businesses that have participated in those conversations, in the need that we need to schedule more. We will look to next week as well if people had didn't have the opportunity to do so. So again, we're going to finish up those this afternoon, but if we need to do more, we will look to that next week as well to continue to set up more Zoom meetings specifically for that. The other area that we also want to look to, and I know this will be launched this afternoon, is a community survey that we're putting out, because we also want feedback from our overall community in general. You know, this is a very important time that we hear from as many voices as possible, even those at the checkpoints. I know where my office is looking to work with Mr. Player in setting up Zoom meetings so that we could get feedback and hear concerns and the voices of our members who have been on the checkpoints since they've been up. You know, I think that that's their voice is a valuable opinion that we need to take into consideration and look at as we plan to, you know, our next steps in the logistical phases of how we see our economy and how that is going to look in what we're going to see in terms of the opening. The other piece, again, you know, we want to be open and transparent. We want to have these tough conversations, but again, we need to make sure that we're solution-based, right? Obviously, yes, we hear the concerns loud and clear. We see the impacts, but we're really looking for suggestions. We're looking for solutions. We're looking to, you know, work together during this difficult time. The last thing we want is an internal fight in our community, you know, so we really need to be able to listen and hear those voices and concerns. And we need to be able to, you know, to compromise while still making sure that we keep the health and safety as the top priority of our members. You know, we have to find a way of a healthy balance moving forward. In addition to, the last thing we want to see is an influx of traffic back into this community. So we have to be, again, very methodical and very strategic as to, you know, our next steps and what those phases look like. I think, as we move forward to that piece, you know, that's not saying, you know, we don't want to see the checkpoints all down at one time. So I'll be clear at that point, like, you know, the checkpoints will not be coming down at this time. But we will be going into a phased approach to get our businesses prepared and ready as much as we can and support them in terms of the measures that have to be in place. You know, as you see some businesses, and we're grateful to those businesses who have already taken the necessary precautions, you know, two in a store at a time, practicing the social distancing, hand washing stations, installation of plexiglasses, you know, with the constant wearing of masks and constant hand washing, all of those things, you know, those businesses have taken, you know, into their own hands and have already started implementing these measures. So what we want to do is see that across the board for all businesses. And we want to be able to help and support those businesses in doing so.